USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration missed a 5 p.m. deadline on Tuesday to turn over the president's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, intensifying a standoff that will likely end up in court. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the majority of Americans do not care about the president's tax returns.
They tried these type of ridiculous tactics in the past to push things like his tax returns. It's already been litigated in the court of public opinion and in the election. The president won it. He's the president, and no one cares about ridiculous charges about tax returns and all types of other things Democrats are doubling down on today.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. The winner of a $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco tells reporters this is yet to sink in.
It's just it's amazing. It feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The White House says President Trump is not worried about being impeached after the release of the Mueller report.
We allowed countless hours of testimony, 1.4 million pieces of paper. And so the conclusion is no collusion, and Democrats need to get over it, even though they want it to be true.
That's the principal deputy press secretary Hogan Gidley talking on Fox News. The Mueller report did not recommend criminal charges against the president. On Monday, Mexican police and immigration agents detained hundreds of Central American migrants in the largest single raid on a migrant caravan since the group started moving through the country last year. Fox News contributor and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, tells Fox News this crisis at our southern border, it's the worst he's seen ever.
Well, I think it's a good thing that they're stepping up, because I've been saying the criminal cartels are operating with impunity in Mexico. It's actually a crime in Mexico to commit alien smuggling and trafficking, especially of women and children. So I'm glad Mexico's finally stepping up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some adults who received the measles vaccine between 1963 and 1967 may not be protected from the virus. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel also says,
one of the reasons that the Centers for Disease Control is telling people out there, if you were born in the 1960s, get checked by your physician to see if you're immune, because you may have gotten a vaccine that doesn't work that well.
Specifically,
you may need another one. And after 67, they were only giving one shot out. Then the MMR came in 71. In 89, they started giving two shots. So if you were in that period, your point is absolutely right. 63 to 67, you may not be immune at all. Mm-hmm. After 67, if you were born, between then and 89, you better be checked anyway, because you might not have full immunity.
And as far as if you're planning on traveling, Dr. Siegel says,
three times the amount of measles cases this year around the world than there was at this time last year. Africa is getting killed with measles. Over 100,000 cases in Madagascar and Republic of Congo. Israel has over 2,000 cases, which is why we're seeing travelers from Israel bringing it back to New York and to Michigan. And then it's from there it's spreading to 22 states. So Asia and Africa are really big hot items for measles, hot areas for measles, and again, the Middle East. So if you're traveling there, check with your physician to check your immunity. Your immunity may have worn off.
Please remember, you can always follow us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.